Text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title, A Christmas Duet. Pine trees adorn a snowy mountainside. Credits, Charlie Rose, Rome Flynn, Chiara Zanni, Lane Edwards, Mike Dopood, Terrell Rothery. A small town in the mountains. People stand outside a large building decorated for Christmas. Inside, an innkeeper hangs a wreath.
Perfect!
Two guests make wreaths. The innkeeper crosses the room to admire their work.
Nice work, Mrs. Tillis. Miss Farish, you finished four already? What kind of coffee did you have this morning, and can I have a cup?
Avery, this was such a great idea.
Thank you.
I can't wait to hang one on our cottage door.
Me neither.
Sam and I just love this place. You really make it feel like a home away from home.
Thanks. We try. New arrivals. Excuse me.
Avery gives her jacket to a clerk.
Thank you.
She crosses the room.
Welcome to the Blue Spruce Inn. You must be the Roth family.
That's us. I'm Mark. This is Aaron. And this is Emma.
Say hi, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. I'm Avery.
Thank you for having us. You look familiar.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I get that a lot. I must just have one of those faces. Anyway, it's so great to have you guys here, all the way from Texas, right?
Yes, ma'am. Emma has always wanted a white Christmas, and this year, we could finally make it happen.
Well, you picked a great town for it, and it just so happens we have the best Christmas festival around.
Really?
Yeah. Come with me. So the Yuletide Festival dates back to the 1940s. It started as a way to cheer folks up when times were hard. And now, no matter what happens during the year, everyone comes together to celebrate and be thankful.
Ah, sounds like a wonderful tradition. Where is it held?
Each year, the town votes on which local business has the honor of hosting. This year, it's the Phillips Farm.
Oh, have you ever hosted it here?
I haven't been that lucky yet. Hmm. Oh, this is for you.
Thank you.
A set of keys.
And this is for you. Pick one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your stay at the Blue Spruce Inn.
Emma chooses a cookie. Outside, a man walks a dog and carries a guitar. The dog stops at a roasted chestnut stand.
Oh.
The vendor smiles.
You like that smell? Yeah, I do too. Your dog is adorable.
Yeah, doesn't he know it?
Wait, do I know you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're that singer, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesse Collins, nice to meet you.
Oh, I loved your music. You used to sing with that woman.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Well, it's been a while. I've been a solo act since then. I had a show in Brighton last night.
Wow, wish I knew. I would have been there. I hope it went well.
It went great. Thanks, man. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Oh, thanks.
The vendor hands Jesse
ready
a bag.
Concert's waiting for no dog, huh?
At the inn.
We are out of gingerbread men.
New batch coming right up.
The guests love them. They're going faster than...
Hotcakes? Got those too.
Susie, you are a whirling dervish of culinary delight.
Well, the festival has really drawn a crowd this year.
I know. I can't wait to build a few more cottages. I don't want to turn people away.
Oh, someone thinks that's a good idea. She's kicking.
I can't wait to meet her.
Me neither. But this little angel better not make her debut until after Christmas like she's supposed to. You hear me? After Christmas.
Avery, thank goodness I found you. Something terrible has happened.
Hey, Arnold, did somebody spike the town fountain with bubbles again?
No, but there was water involved. Phillips Farms was setting up for the festival, and an irrigation pipe burst. The whole place is flooded.
Oh, no, that really is terrible.
Yeah, well, the farm's going to be fine, thank goodness. But everything for the festival is underwater, so they can't possibly host anymore. And less than a week away, this is a complete disaster.
Can we help?
Well, actually, that's why I'm here. Would you consider hosting the Yuletide Festival?
Here? At the Blue Spruce Inn?
I know it's short notice, but...
Yes!
Oh, I'm so happy you said that. The town council, we had an emergency meeting, and everyone voted you their top choice.
This is such an honor.
I always thought we could host a wonderful festival here.
Look, we're still assessing the cost of the flooding, but I'm sure we'll have enough funds left to cover your expenses.
Great, and we certainly have enough space on the in-grounds.
We're going to have all the greatest hits. We're going to have snowmen and horse-drawn carriage rides and fun Christmas activities.
And cookies galore.
I knew I could count on you two. But you're sure this isn't too much? It's only 6 days away. You must be busy as it is.
No. We've got a great team here to help us.
Great.
Arnold smiles.
6 days.
A man enters.
There you are, Avery. Hi, honey.
Hi.
There's a Ms. Selig here to see you. She says it's important.
Oh, okay. Well, I better go.
Avery smiles.
This is so exciting. The Yuletide Festival comes to the Blue Spruce Inn.
Wow. Did you hear?
What?
I know. I'll tell you all about it. Come on, help me.
Susie's husband picks up a piping bag. Together, they ice cookies. In the lobby, Avery meets with Ms. Selig.
Hi. Avery Davis.
Oh. Phyllis Selig from World Passage Magazine.
Oh. I submitted the Blue Spruce.
For consideration for our top Winter Lodge Award, yes?
That was months ago. I never heard anything.
Well, you can now consider your inn officially in the running.
That's great.
Yes, of course, I did register under a nom de plume. You see, I didn't want to tip you off. Although I do suppose I'm tipping you off now. But then again, I'm so unconventional that way. Besides, I mean, who doesn't like unannounced guests over the holidays?
The more the merrier.
That's very sweet. Could we sit?
Sure.
Now, as I'm sure you already know, the top Winter Lodge Award comes with great acclaim and exposure, not to mention a $60,000 prize.
Well, let's just make sure you love it here.
Mm-hmm. I will be staying for the week, and I'll assess everything the inn has to offer to ensure that it and you are worthy.
Well, Phyllis...
Ms. Selig.
Sorry, Ms. Selig. You picked a great week to stay here. It just so happens we're hosting the annual Yuletide Festival.
That sounds like an awful lot of work.
Oh, no, we host events here all the time.
Well, you don't want to be pulled in different directions and overextend yourself.
I can handle it.
You may find this helpful. The former top Winter Lodge Award winners, they had complete dedication to the running of their establishment. I mean, that was their entire focus.
Avery smiles.
Right. Okay. Well, do make sure that you continue on with your daily routine, because you will not even know that I'm here. But if I might ask, could I have a cup of tea if it's not too much trouble?
Of course. What kind?
Green.
Great.
Oh, but not jasmine. Mint. Oh, and nothing too robust. Something maybe sprightly. You know, I'm really not picky, so you can just surprise me.
Ms. Selig smiles. In the kitchen, Avery almost bumps into Susie.
One cup of sprightly green tea coming right up.
You just couldn't resist, could you?
Nope.
So you heard.
Yes, that's amazing. We're in the running.
I know. And if we win, we could get a head start on those cottages. You don't think we're taking on too much at once, do you? With the festival and the critic at the same time?
No, I'll help plan the festival. That way you can focus on Ms. Selig in the end.
I don't know, you're so...
I feel fine. Healthy as a horse. Plus, I'll delegate. Don't forget my husband is our handyman.
That's true. Well, here goes nothing.
Oh, wait!
Oh, right. The tea. Thank you.
Susie rubs her hands together as Avery carries the tray out of the kitchen. At North Market, Jesse prepares backstage for his concert. His manager enters.
Got a feeling it's gonna be another great show.
You know what? Me too. You know, it feels good to get back to my roots with these small town tours. Drum up a little enthusiasm, sales.
Show the label you still got it.
Exactly. And, you know, it's good promotion for when I turn in my new album.
Still writing up a storm?
Yep. You know, it looks like I'm gonna meet the top of the year deadline after all.
Hey, listen, Jesse, look, you've been working nonstop. Might not be such a bad idea to take a little R&R for the holidays.
Jesse straps on his guitar.
Oh, you're serious?
Uh-huh.
No. Why would I do that?
Well, you're cooped up on a bus all day long with me and a dog. How are you going to write songs about life and love if you aren't out there experiencing it?
Well, did that once. You know how that turned out.
Ready.
Besides,
listen to that.
I got their love to get me through.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Morgan, our morning star, Mr. Jesse Collins.
Jesse steps on stage with his guitar. He grins and presses his hands together in a gesture of thanks, then sits down. In a cafe, Avery joins Susie and Marshall.
Oh, there she is.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. Marshall, thank you so much for helping out.
Kidding? When Susie told me about you guys hosting, I couldn't wait to get started.
6 days isn't much, but we can get it done.
Okay, so we laid everything out so you can see where it can go.
This is great.
And I made a list of everything that needs to be done so we can keep track. Horse-drawn carriages, snowmen.
And snow women and children.
Speaking of which, I thought of a way how we could jazz things up. Instead of just snowman building, we could have a snowman decorating contest. Ah. Best good surprise.
Cookies.
Of course.
Okay, so snowmen can go here. Then we can put the hot chocolate station, ornament painting and stocking embroidery over here. Concessions over here. The horse-drawn carriages.
Santa's village?
Santa's village, of course. The sleighs and presents.
Whoa, Susie.
Susie blinks rapidly.
I think I just got a little carried away.
Are you okay? You look a little flushed.
I'm fine.
Susie places her hand over Marshall's on the table. At the inn, a doctor examines Susie.
There's nothing to worry about. You just got a little overexcited.
Thanks, Doc.
So I can get back to planning?
Not so fast. Now you're due right after Christmas, and you're already busy at the inn.
But
doctor's orders.
The doctor leaves.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Avery. I really wanted to help.
You already have.
Yeah, don't worry, babe. I'll be there.
Exactly. We got this.
While running the inn and impressing the critic.
No worries. Leave it to me.
Okay. Then you'll need the list. Honey, pass me the list. It details all the to-dos for the festival. And you won't even have to check it twice because I already have.
Thanks, Susie.
Yeah, and I've got a couple of construction guys who'd be happy to help. I'll start on the stage tomorrow.
What stage?
Oh. Did I not mention that? It's on the list. How about we have some live holiday musical entertainment?
That's a great idea. Who'd you have in mind?
Well, I do know this great singer. Here, you need to see her in action.
Oh no, not this.
A video plays.
You're kidding, right?
Avery, you had a number one holiday hit.
Years ago.
But you're still so good.
Look, I stepped away from all that for a reason.
Honey, help me out here.
I am not getting involved.
Oh, come on. Think how special it would be if Avery Davis took the stage for one night only and sang Wouldn't Be Christmas.
Wouldn't Be Christmas is a duet.
Then sing something else. You guys were all over the radio. Look, you've said yourself you sometimes wonder if you shouldn't have given music up.
Avery crosses her arms.
It doesn't matter anyway. I'm not singing. And Jesse Collins is the last person I want to think about this Christmas.
Jesse grins at his fans.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You've been an amazing crowd. Thank you for having me.
It wouldn't be Christmas.
What was that?
It wouldn't be Christmas.
Oh, no, I can't do that one. That's a duet. What if I sang you a Christmas classic instead? Yeah?
Jesse looks down at his guitar.
I'm gonna get to know you better, better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it'll be together, together this Christmas. Fireside is blazing bright. Oh, we're caroling through the night. Yeah, and this Christmas will be...
Christmas lights, check. Susie can't honestly think I'll sing.
At the inn, Avery stares at a list. She picks up her phone and watches the screen. In a video, Avery and Jesse perform.
It's just another reason, my feelings by the season. Don't mean much if you're not there.
Hey.
Avery sets her phone aside.
I made something for the festival.
What is it?
Follow me.
A Yuletide festival sign.
See? You can change the numbers as we get closer to the day.
Marshall, this is great. Now everyone can count down together.
Yeah.
Hey, how's Susie doing?
I finally got her to take a break and lie down for a while.
That'll last about 5 minutes.
You're telling me. How's the planning going?
There's so much to do on this list. And only 5 days to do it.
When I have a big project, I just start with the essentials. Like with a building, I'd start with the foundation.
Well, Christmas trees. You can't have a Yuletide festival without Christmas trees.
There you go.
Oh, this is my parents. Do you mind?
I'll give Mr. Hutch's Christmas tree farm a call.
Thanks.
Avery answers her phone.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hey.
Hi, honey. We are just thrilled that you're going to be hosting the festival.
Wait, where'd you hear that?
Susie just texted us.
I knew she wouldn't last 5 minutes.
And she told us about the award. Congratulations, honey. That's huge.
Well, I haven't won it yet. I still have to impress the critic they sent. Wait, what's that noise I'm hearing?
Oh, it's just your father trying to shut the suitcase.
Can't very well bring the Florida beach weather with us.
Guess what your father heard at the grocery store?
Move your cart. You're in my way.
What? No! Wouldn't be Christmas.
Patty, I'm not supposed to say anything.
You know Amy doesn't like to talk about the song?
It's fine, Rob. Amy's fine with it. Aren't you, honey? You're fine with it. Not as if I mentioned Jesse.
You guys know I can hear you, right?
Well, we don't want to keep you, honey.
I hope you're not too overwhelmed with all the work.
No, I can handle it as long as nothing else arrives to distract me. Oh, new guests. I gotta go. But call me when you get to the airport, okay? Love you.
Love you too.
Love you, sweets. Love you.
As Avery's parents hang up the phone, they share a nervous glance.
Hi.
Avery passes a woman on her way to the desk. She and Jesse lock eyes.
Jesse?
Avery?
What are you doing here? When did you...
How did you...
Let's start over. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, Avery.
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I asked first.
Right. No, I'm on tour. I have a show in Richfield tomorrow. I guess my team booked me here. What about you? How long are you staying?
Oh, I'm staying for a while, actually.
Through the holidays?
Like, forever. I own the place with my partner, Susie.
You own this place?
Hold on. Little Miss, stop the bus. I need to bask in the rays to, what, Swiss Chalet?
People change.
I always pictured what you might be up to, but never thought this.
Beats chasing the spotlight.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, maybe for you. Get me the open road.
I did. How's that going for you?
Jesse looks away.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. We shouldn't.
Maybe this is too...
Avery?
Dan! Louie! I remember when you were a puppy, we rescued you. You still look like a puppy.
Yeah, makes one of us. Haven't had that Avery Davis energy around to keep me young.
Well, you look great. I can't believe you guys are still touring together.
Yeah, I know, right? So, what are you doing here?
Well, actually, she owns the place.
Well, what a happy coincidence.
Is that how we would describe it?
Maybe a little differently.
I'll take that. I'm gonna go get the rest of our stuff, but after that, you're gonna tell me how in the world you ended up running an inn out here. Come on, Raddy. Come on. Good boy.
Jesse smiles.
So, show me around?
Sure.
Avery smiles briskly. They leave. Avery guides Jesse through the Blue Spruce Inn.
This is the kitchen.
Avery, I just got a call from...
Susie's eyes widen.
Jesse Collins! I love you. Loved you. Past tense. I mean, I still love you. Love your music, that is. I was your biggest fan. I am. Present tense. Not biggest because I'm pregnant.
Susie.
Jesse smiles.
This is Susie, our baker and co-owner of the Blue Spruce. And I believe she has a message for me.
Oh, right. The Christmas tree farm called. They're ready for you to go pick out whichever trees you want.
Great. Okay, I have to run, but you're welcome to stay here if you want.
Well, I can stay somewhere else if this is too...
Everywhere else in town is booked up because of the Yuletide Festival, which I am now hosting. Long story. But, yeah.
Wait!
Avery stops in her tracks.
Jesse, you have to go with her. She'll need help carrying the trees. So heavy.
No, look, I'm fine. Jesse's busy. He has a gig tonight.
Right. No, I... Huge deadline with the album label. Got to turn it in. Only here for one night. You know, honestly, I should probably get to my room.
That's really...
But you can't. The room. The room isn't ready yet. Yeah. Just wall-to-wall mess. And mice. So many mice.
Mice? There are mice in this hotel?
Miss Selig, no. Susie was just kidding. It's all a big joke. Right, Susie?
It's a joke. I'm joking.
Susie slowly nods. Miss Selig strides out of the doorway.
I wasn't joking about those Christmas trees being heavy. I would help carry them, but in my condition.
All right.
Looks like I'm going to be hauling some Christmas trees.
Susie beams.
Great.
In a tree lot.
Too skinny, too small. This tree is perfect. And this tree?
You know, might I suggest maybe smaller trees since I am your muscle?
Don't tell me you've gone soft.
What? No. No, you know what it is? Really? I'm having flashbacks of me carrying all of your suitcases in our first cross-country tour.
It was one suitcase.
I remember it being a little bit more.
Okay, well, maybe it was packed a little heavy, but a girl's gotta have a costume change. Mm.
Avery browses more trees.
So, where are you spending Christmas?
On the road. Just been too busy the past couple of years for it, honestly.
She turns to look at him.
But you always loved Christmas.
Jesse glances downward.
You look, I gotta ask, why an inn? I'm like, why this town of all places?
What'd you imagine me doing? Parasailing in Argentina, tracking the Serengeti.
Or, you know, sneaking into my concerts, hiding out in the crowd.
Ha! You wish.
She continues to browse.
You know, funny thing. Sometimes I would look out into the crowd and think that I saw your face. But then I realized that it wasn't you.
Avery glances away.
So I hear you've been having fun since going solo.
Me? No. Wait, from who?
Oh, you know, pops up on the internet.
Well, you know, one of the perks of not having a hit single in a while, people tend to leave you alone.
Yeah, that's true. It's nice being under the radar, not having people pick your life apart.
So what about you? You find someone to settle down with?
Oh, no, I've just been busy, just like...
Right.
And what about you?
Me? Yeah, just busy. Just, plus I don't like to be in one place too long. Mm.
They nod. Avery digs in her bag for her phone.
Hello?
Tell me everything. Is it as romantic as I'm imagining?
We're picking out Christmas trees.
Can a girl dream?
I know this isn't why you called me.
Oh, right. The critic, Miss Selig. She's in the lobby. She looks displeased. I offered her snickerdoodles, but she didn't want any. What kind of person doesn't want snickerdoodles?
Oh, no. I forgot I told her I'd give her an interview at noon. Okay.
Tell her I'll be right there.
Okay.
Susie grimaces.
I have to go. But we need a dozen more trees.
Oh, no, no. Go. Go. I got this.
Really?
I got this.
Pick big ones.
The biggest.
Miss Selig sips tea. Ooh.
Do you have anything a little less sprightly? Perhaps something calm, like tall grass on a summer's evening.
Tall grass, of course.
Marshall passes Avery.
Your work cut out for you with that one.
I am so sorry I'm late.
I imagine you were pretty busy with inn requests.
Actually, I was picking out trees for the festival.
Ah, I see. So, tell me... How did you come up with the name The Blue Spruce for your inn?
The blue spruce is my favorite tree. Not just because they're beautiful, mm-hmm. but they're unique. They have shallow roots, but they can withstand strong winds. Reminds me of when I was performing and then I moved here and I found my roots.
Oh, what a beautiful story. And what about the inspiration for your inn?
Well, when I was touring, I would stay in one hotel after another. So I wanted to create a place that reminded me of what I missed. A place that felt like a home away from home.
That's lovely.
And I want you to feel that too.
Avery. Avery, a terrible thing has happened again.
Terrible things? More than one?
My friend here loves to exaggerate. Oh. Excuse us a moment.
They step away.
Arnold, what's wrong?
Well, I know I said we'd have enough funds left, but there's been a miscalculation.
What kind of miscalculation?
Well, there's less money than we thought.
How much less?
None.
What?
Ms. Selig looks up. Avery quickly smiles.
Well, there were a lot of unexpected costs due to the flooding, and we might have to cancel.
We can't cancel the festival.
Well, I've talked with the town council. They've looked at the budgets, and unfortunately, they agree. I just don't see any other option. Do you?
Avery walks outside.
5 days to pull this off and no way to pay for it? I just don't want to let people down. You know, when I was singing, what I loved about the music was that it brought people together. That's what I love about the festival. It brings our town together. Look at them. They would have been perfect to sing on the stage.
Yeah, but you would have been better. And you and Jesse together, you would have been the best. Since he's here, after all.
Here for one night. Besides, I'm sure that singing with me is the last thing on Jesse's mind.
Jesse watches a video.
Hey, Jesse.
He hides his phone.
Just writing. Lots of writing.
I was gonna head into town for the tree lighting. You wanna come with?
Can't. I really gotta get this done.
Okay.
Dan sits down with Jesse.
How's it coming along?
Not my best work.
You need to replenish the well. I'd get some fresh air, take a little walk.
Rowdy brings his leash.
Somebody liked that idea. Besides, I bet Avery will be there.
Jesse glances at Dan and smiles.
Okay, let's do this thing, Rowdy.
Jesse and Dan walk.
It's a nice little town.
Yeah, no, it's charming, I suppose.
Dan sees a flyer.
Jesse, look at this. Your old buddy, Micah Cameron.
Yeah, you know, I heard he was doing a huge stadium tour on the East Coast.
I'll reach out to his team. We'll get you back to that level, Jesse.
Yeah, I know it will. Hey.
Hey, thought you'd be in all night writing.
Yeah, just replenishing the well.
Such an artist. Where do you find the inspiration?
Marshall shakes Jesse's hand.
I'm Marshall, Susie's husband.
Jesse Collins, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Jesse.
This is Dan, friend slash manager extraordinaire.
Hey, Dan.
This is Rowdy. Can you shake Rowdy?
Rowdy, shake him. Good boy.
Hey, thanks for helping with the trees earlier.
Nah, I don't need my back for anything, you know.
Come around, everyone, for our annual Christmas tree lighting. Now, as some of you may know, our Yuletide Festival has had a couple of hiccups. And, Avery and Susie of the Blue Spruce Inn had generously agreed to save the day and help host the festivities. But, well, it seems that after almost 80 years, our Yuletide Festival is going to be
better than ever. That's right. This year's going to be extraordinary. There's something special about our town, right? We come together to help each other out. Well, after what happened at the Phillips farm, we lost all of our funding. So we're asking that people donate decorations or supplies if you have them on hand.
We got some extra lumber down in the yard if you need to build anything.
I can donate hot chocolate from my shop.
The community players have a bunch of set pieces and props left over from our Santa's spectacular.
Oh, that's great. Thank you all so much. This is what the Christmas spirit is all about.
Avery smiles at the crowd. She locks eyes with Jesse, who beams back at her.
Avery, I knew you were the right person to host. And so, for keeping the lights on, why don't you do the honors?
Arnold points to a switch on a snowman cutout. Avery flips the switch to light the town Christmas tree. The crowd grins as they look up at the lights. Jesse smiles and nods at Avery. She returns the grin. On the Yuletide Festival sign, she replaces the 5 with a 4. Now, It reads Yuletide Festival, 4 days away. Outside, Avery guides a group of volunteers.
Thank you all so much for helping. We've got to work fast. I think we're actually going to pull this off.
Thank you, Avery. We're just happy you asked us to get involved.
Well, let me show you the plans. This will be Santa's village, and...
Could you...
Miss Selig waves.
Actually, Marshall will walk you through the plans. I'll be back in a moment.
Avery hurries over to Miss Selig.
Miss Selig, did you sleep well?
Wonderfully. The bed was very comfortable. But I was hoping to have my breakfast tea on the porch listening to my favorite classical station, but this noise is...
Oh, we're just beginning construction for the festival. The whole town is shipping in.
Miss Selig nods.
Why don't I have our kitchen whip you up a special breakfast? Susie is famous for her boysenberry buttermilk flapjacks.
I'm just not sure.
They're not even on the menu. I could have them made specially for you and brought straight to your cottage. Have the fireplace lit up. Doesn't that sound lovely?
I suppose it does. Thank you.
Miss Selig jots a note in a notebook as she walks away. Avery looks at her phone. On the phone, there's a text from Susie, Avery. Jesse is checking out. Avery heads to the desk.
Hey!
Jesse turns to face her.
Headed off already?
Yeah. I was looking for you, actually. Gotta head out if I'm gonna make it to my next show.
Of course.
I wish I had more time, but I don't. I mean, you know how it is. Guitars and gigs.
Don't I know it?
Jesse peers at Avery.
Do you really not miss it?
Do you really still love it?
They look into each other's eyes.
Merry Christmas, Avery.
Merry Christmas, Jesse.
Jesse steps away. Later, Avery watches a video on a tablet. Susie walks in.
Focus.
Avery startles.
Just wanted to check and see how you're doing since Jesse left.
Well, it was great to have him here. But it's best that he left because I need to focus.
Where were you watching that video?
Avery looks down.
I heard it from outside.
It's just something Jesse said. He asked if I miss performing. And I don't.
At a cafe.
So after Ridgefield tonight, we've got a tight turnaround before Simsbury, but we can make it work, and then we're off to... Hey, Jesse, you listening?
Oh,
What's on your mind?
It's nothing. It's just something Avery said. She asked if I still love performing.
And do you?
Of course. Music's my dream.
Well, my dream used to be Christy, then Margaret. We know how those turned out.
Well, you know what they say? Third time's a charm.
I'm holding out hope.
Avery answers her phone.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Are you in D.C.?
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Davis. You ready for the cold weather?
Hi, Susie.
Hi, honey. We sure are. But there's a really big storm rolling into the Northeast. All flights are grounded.
No. Any word on when it's going to clear up?
No, nothing yet.
But we'll figure something out.
We wouldn't miss Christmas with you.
Okay. Well, call me if you hear anything else.
Of course, honey.
We will.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, don't worry. I'm sure they'll make it.
Not if it heads our way.
Jesse heads to the door.
All right, let's go chase those dreams.
Dan looks at his phone.
Your dreams may not be changing, but our travel plans might be.
What do you mean?
Roads are closed. Storm rolled in just south of us. We're not going to make it to the next town, let alone the next show.
Jesse looks down.
That's great.
Okay, Santa's village, let's bring you to life. Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Roth from Texas. I see Marshall's taking good care of you.
Oh, yes. This basket is wonderful.
I can put it in your room for you. They were just asking me why you look so familiar.
It's going to come to me. I know it. We're just off to town for some Christmas shopping. Does the inn have a daycare?
Emma's with Susie right now.
Well, we can definitely arrange something.
I think I have a better idea. Have you seen our Santa's village?
Not yet.
I think the elves may need help decorating.
Oh, she would love that.
And there's a special way to get there.
Outside, Avery leads Emma to a horse.
They're very tall. I've only ever been on a pony.
Well, just think of them as big ponies. Besides, look at that sweet face.
Hey, he nibbled me.
That means he likes you. Come on.
Emma and Avery ride in a carriage.
It's like we're on Santa's sleigh.
That's the idea. See, it's fun. Just wait till the kids back in Texas hear about this.
Mikey's gonna be real jealous.
Who's Mikey?
He's a boy in my class, and he left a ladybug on my desk and said I was his girlfriend. And that's gross.
Well, relationships are complicated.
Jesse waves.
Hey, Avery, hold up.
What are you doing back?
The snowstorm blocked the roads.
Does that mean he can help us decorate Santa's village?
You bet I can.
The only way to get there is to carriage ride.
Right. I happen to be a natural around horses, so.
Careful.
He almost falls on Avery.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Are you Avery's boyfriend?
Well, I haven't introduced you two. Emma, Jesse. Jesse, Emma.
Hi.
Hi. So, Emma, which way to Santa's village?
That way.
Okay.
As Emma points, Jesse smiles. Then, they decorate.
Looks like a village fit for Santa himself.
Mr. Vigneault, thank you so much for donating all of this.
Well, this is all just gathering dust and theater storage, and not the good kind of dust where it floats through the spotlight to set the scene of a dark and stormy night. No, just the filthy kind of dust we had to clean. Enjoy.
Oh.
So, I was wondering if Dan and I could stay here until the storm blows over.
You're in luck. Your cottage just so happens to still be available.
Great.
One condition.
Always a catch.
Well, seeing as how you're so good at decorating trees, I can only imagine how good you are at all kinds of Christmas decorating.
Okay.
The festival's in 4 days.
Well, there's 4 days I could spend writing.
But who will help Emma decorate her snowman for the snowman decorating competition?
Please.
Emma's eyes widen.
Well, how can I say no to that? Deal.
Jesse grins and shakes Avery's hand.
Relationships are complicated.
Jesse shrugs, his hand still in Avery's. Avery updates the festival sign to 3. She and Jesse build snowmen.
You're enjoying this way more than I expected.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I forgot how much fun Christmas can be.
You used to be all about it, no matter what city we were in over the holidays. What changed?
I don't know. Just, I got busy. Focused on other things.
Right. Music. How's your album coming along?
Good. Just, you know, writing a lot.
Any hits in there?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
It's just, the songs are all scattered. There's not really anything tying them together.
Avery looks up from her snowman.
Let's keep that between us and the snowman.
Scout's honor.
Jesse grins and nods.
You, on the other hand, never had a problem writing. In fact, you were great at it. You could do it all.
Avery peers at him.
I could do the music when it started to be all about touring and getting bigger and doing more.
Yeah, all the stuff that I loved about it. The unpredictability, the hustle.
That's when it stopped being fun for me. And then we kind of lost touch, even though we were standing right next to each other.
Hey, I'm being attacked right now.
A group of kids throw snowballs at Jesse as they run by.
What?
Avery flings a snowball at Jesse.
You too?
Wait a second.
Wait, I surrender.
Oh, okay.
I give up.
She answers her phone.
Hello?
Avery, there's been a terrible emergency in the kitchen. You have to come back.
A terrible emergency?
Miss Selleck, I was
just bringing you a complimentary gift basket.
Oh!
Susie waves as Marshall leads Miss Selleck away.
Avery.
Okay, what's wrong?
What's going on?
Jesse, is that you? I'd recognize that voice anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's me. Roads are shut down.
Oh, thank goodness.
I mean,
not about the roads. Thank goodness you're back. Not that I was hoping you'd be back or anything.
Susie,
you called about a terrible emergency in the kitchen?
With all the extra baking for the Yuletide festival, I didn't realize how much flour and sugar and spices we'd gone through. I'm out of practically everything.
I wouldn't call that an emergency.
I haven't got a single vanilla bean to extract. All spice, try no spice. I don't have confectioner sugar or turbinado sugar or demerara sugar or muscovado sugar.
Try saying that three times fast.
And I need to make all the cookies for Christmas Day.
Shouldn't you be resting anyway?
Tell her that. It's like she's running a judo class in there.
Okay, I'm gonna send a runner to town to get you everything you need.
Great. Wait, but not Alan. Last time he got artificial vanilla instead of the real thing.
Got it.
Oh, and not Lena. She confuses baking powder and baking soda.
Okay.
Oh, and definitely not Armando. He always
hello,
gets...
Hello,
oh! Miss Selig.
Oh, hello.
Hey.
That was a lovely basket, Avery. Thank you so much. And I also wanted to compliment the chef on those amazing pancakes yesterday.
Thanks.
Now, what's this I hear about you running out of ingredients and the staff running amok?
Oh, no, it's just the holiday festivities have us a little low on stock. It's that thing.
Right. You know, a well-run kitchen is the mark of a well-run property.
Miss Selig gives a pinched smile and heads out of the kitchen.
I have to go to town to pick the hot chocolate. I will go run and get everything you need. I know exactly what you want anyway.
But you're so busy as it is.
It's fine.
No, I'll go with you.
Oh, thanks, but you don't have to.
Did I hear you mention something about hot chocolate?
No, I checked, and the storm was supposed to skirt us, but look at those clouds.
What is Susie doing, feeding the whole town?
Basically, yes. Susie grew up here, so she wants everything to be perfect.
Oh. So she's from here, but you still haven't told me why you decided to move here.
Can't I just love living in a quaint little town?
Guess so. Kind of mysterious. Although it is kind of odd. I feel like I've been here before.
They begin to load the car.
Avery! Oh, Avery!
Hey!
Avery, I have heard excellent things about how everything is coming along.
Thanks. Yeah, we're right on schedule.
Oh, and a great show in Brighton the other night, Jesse. Sounds like you still got it.
Thanks. Have you ever considered doing breathing exercises, though, to extend your vocal range? See, I happen to be an excellent singer myself, so...
Arnold, you wouldn't want to overwork your voice with all the festival speeches you'll be giving.
Right, of course. Well, I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Jesse and Avery share a smile.
Oh, no. It's starting to snow. We need to get to Miss Edith's.
Well, shouldn't we just head back to the inn?
No, we'll be quick. Miss Edith makes the best hot chocolate. You're in for a treat.
A cafe.
You caught me right in time. I was just about to close up.
Thank you for donating the hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Avery compares sips of hot chocolate.
I think we're gonna go with the semi-sweet.
That's my favorite, too. I'll make it up fresh the day of the festival. Can't have Christmas without hot chocolate.
This is amazing.
Yeah, well, that has to beat cold coffee from a gas station.
That it definitely does. And in fact, if you really wanted to give the people a kick...
Jesse picks up two jars.
All right, hear me out. To let them personalize it.
So not just a hot chocolate station, but a hot chocolate bar with mix and match flavors. That's a great idea, Jesse.
I know.
They awkwardly glance around.
Hey, Miss Edith, would you mind changing the station?
But it's your song, hon.
Yeah.
Edith's brows raise.
Heard it one time too many?
This time of year, that's putting it mildly.
I don't blame you. Wouldn't Be Christmas is still the most requested song at all my concerts.
I avoid our song as much as I can.
Avery looks away.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't listen to our music.
Like, any of them?
Well, no. Do you?
Jesse looks away. He shakes his head.
They don't mean anything to you?
He knits his brows.
I assume that you'd feel the same way I do. Our music just brings up old history.
Right. Our history, Avery.
Right, but it's...
Fine.
Jesse turns to the window.
We should get back to the inn.
Oh my, would you look at it come down?
Oh no, festival decorations, I have to go.
Avery stands.
Oh, best wait till the storm lets up.
Heavy snow falls.
And here's a little chestnut we never get tired of from our favorite holiday duo, Avery and Chip.
You've got to be kidding me.
Stacking dominoes.
Stop breathing. You're breathing too heavy. You're trying to knock it over. It's not going to work. Here we go. Boom.
Avery tries to take a domino from the tower, which falls.
Looks like I'm knocking things down left and right today.
Jesse smiles.
Look, about earlier, maybe I overreacted.
No, I
get it. It's easier to start over when you're not dwelling on the past.
I didn't forget, though. I just chose to focus on something else.
Jesse gives a nod as he looks into Avery's eyes. She looks away.
Oh, thank goodness. It's letting up.
Shall we?
I hope the storm didn't do too much damage.
They return to the inn.
No, it's all good. We've already got the pathways cleared, and there was no wind out here, so everything stayed put.
Great. Now that's a woman on a mission.
Okay, now that the cleanup is done, let's have some fun. Christmas cookies are next up on the list.
They bake cookies. As they decorate cookies, Avery and Jesse grin. She offers Jesse a cookie. Later, he smudges icing on her nose. She smudges icing on him.
Not bad, if I do say so myself.
Now that's what I call teamwork.
Well, thanks to our fearless leader.
Oh.
Move aside, Willy Wonka. There's a new confectioner in town.
Marshall takes a cookie.
I mean, those are for later.
That is the tastiest mouse I've ever had.
And now, for the annual Davis tradition.
Do you have a tradition?
It's annual.
They gather by a fire.
So every year before we would decorate the tree, we would gather around and share our favorite Christmas memories. Whoever had the sweetest memory would win the treasure chest.
Well, what's the treasure? Just so I know how much effort I need to put out.
That is for me to know and for you to find out, but it is very valuable.
Well, what are we waiting for? Come on.
Well, shouldn't we wait for your parents?
Flights are still grounded, but I promised them that we wouldn't decorate the tree till they got here.
I'm sure they'll make it here in time.
Fingers crossed. So, who wants to go first?
I've got a good Christmas memory.
Oh, yeah? Think you can outsweet your sweetheart?
Oh, someone's getting competitive. Okay, honey, let's hear it.
Okay, so I was an army brat, always moving around, barely unpacking. To make it worse, my father got stationed overseas where we couldn't go with him. But late December that year, I came home and our entire house was strung with Christmas lights. My dad was back for good. That was the first place that really felt like home. Top that.
Oh, okay, I'll try. My favorite part of Christmas is the homemade desserts.
Well, no surprise there.
Right.
Growing up, my mom had to work away from home a lot. But every Christmas, she made time to teach me how to bake her family recipes, the ones her mother had passed down. I loved spending that time together. It's the reason I became a baker.
Well, my favorite part of Christmas was not having to go to school. No, really. On snow days, my brother would take me out sledding. But one Christmas, my brother's in the hospital. He was too sick to go outside, but it wasn't that serious. But I did the next best thing. I brought the sled to him. And the nurses, they let me drag him up and down the hallways.
Jesse, what about you?
So I was 13 years old. My family gathered around the tree. And that's when I saw it. Presents shaped like a guitar.
Wow.
I tell you, I played my first concert that Christmas night. Mm-hmm.
and I wasn't very good.
Avery looks at the group. Dan points to himself.
This is tough, but I think I'm gonna have to go with Marshall.
Wait, what? Oh. This is a fix.
Avery hands a small treasure chest to Marshall. He unlatches it and pulls out a bag of seeds.
Blue spruce.
Seeds of the blue spruce tree. Pick a place and plant it for the little one on the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a runner-up prize or anything?
Come on, Jesse. You stopped making a big deal about Christmas a long time ago.
Do you ever tell you why? Because when I ask him, he just changes the subject.
Jesse raises his brows at Dan.
You know what? I think there's a guitar that might need some tuning somewhere.
I think I left the oven on.
Yeah, I should help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Very smooth, guys. Very smooth.
Avery and Jesse remain by the fire.
So?
Do you remember when we finally called it quits?
We just finished the winter tour. You wanted to add dates to take us through the new year.
And you couldn't wait to get back home to recharge.
A huge fight on the bus. I tried to storm off, but...
Yeah, you got about 50 feet out before you were knee-deep in snow.
She looks at the ground.
That was the week before... Christmas.
Jesse nods.
I had no idea.
It's okay. The most important thing is that we're here right now.
They smile. Jesse picks up a photo.
What are you doing with this?
Oh, I must have grabbed the wrong box from storage.
Wow.
What is that jacket?
Okay, first of all,
whoa,
we were playing at the Orpheum, and I had to play the part. I mean,
yeah, I guess.
You know what? I'm pretty sure that there's a very embarrassing picture of you wearing some certain leopard pants, and I'm gonna find it.
Oh, nope. No.
Come here.
Avery hustles out of the room with the box. Jesse follows.
Thank you.
Outside, lights glow.
You know, I gotta say, I'm proud of you for what you've been able to build here.
You know, you asked me why this town and why it looks familiar. We drove through here once on tour, and I thought it was the most beautiful place I'd ever seen.
I've been here before.
You were always just so focused on the road ahead.
They look into each other's eyes.
You really don't miss it at all.
I miss parts of it. Sometimes.
So, which... parts do you miss?
They almost kiss.
Oh, Jesse!
Mr. and Mrs. Davis!
Avery!
Mom? Dad?
Mrs. Davis smiles as Mr. Davis stares at Avery and Jesse.
Let's go inside. It's cold.
Yeah, okay.
They go in.
Hi. You made it out of D.C. Why didn't you let me know?
Oh, sorry, honey. We knocked, but... Are you two back to...
I thought flights were grounded.
They cleared the roads on us, so we made the drive instead.
Surprise. Great.
Although it looks like you have a surprise for us. Jesse, what are you doing here?
I'll explain everything, but first let's get you two settled in.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'm going to let you guys catch up. It's good to see you, Mr. Davis.
Jesse. See
you, I always knew you'd come to your senses.
Yeah.
Jesse smiles.
Baby, how are you?
He passes Marshall.
Hey, Jesse, you got a sec? Marshall!
Yeah, anything to keep me out of sight? What's going on?
I came up with an idea for a Christmas present for Susie, but there's one thing I could use your help with.
Yeah, of course. Marshall, this is great. You built this?
Yeah.
Susie is gonna love it. What did you need from me?
Well, every mobile needs a lullaby.
I'd be honored to record something.
Oh, man. Thanks, Jesse. Susie is gonna flip. She is such a huge fan of yours.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't noticed. She seems pretty enthusiastic about everything.
Yeah. You know, Susie's the reason I moved to this town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we met in New York. She was leading a baking seminar. I was working on a construction project next door. as she came storming over to tell me the jackhammering had made her chocolate souffles fall. We've been together ever since.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I dreamt of building skyscrapers, and she convinced me to settle down here.
You gave up on your dream?
Oh, no. No, dreams change. I never dreamed I'd have a wife and a kid on the way. This is my dream now.
Marshall points to the mobile. Jesse nods and grins at the father-to-be. In the morning, Avery changes the sign at the Blue Spruce Inn. Now, it reads Yuletide Festival 2 days away. In the kitchen, Susie bakes.
Hey, I heard your parents made it last night.
They sure did, and they are hungry after their long trip. Is there something that...
Already so... one step ahead of you.
Susie, you are a lifesaver.
Did your parents see Jesse yet?
Not only did they see him, they walked in on us almost kissing.
What?
Susie squints.
Ooh, that's a development I totally didn't see coming.
Right, your exits were so discreet last night.
So are you guys getting back together?
One interrupted kiss doesn't mean we're getting back together. That's about as likely as us singing together again.
Susie shrugs. In the lobby, Avery finds her parents with Ms. Selig.
You should have seen Avery when she was little. She used to line up her dolls.
And assign them rooms based on their personalities.
Mom, Dad, I don't think Ms. Selig wants to hear this. Besides, Susie just finished making some of her famous flapjacks.
On the contrary, finding out more about you provides a window into what's beyond the windows of your inn. Now, you were saying a dollhouse?
Yes, she was so cute. She used to tell us... Mom, Dad, how would you like to help me set up the poinsettia display?
Oh, honey, absolutely. Would you excuse us?
Yes, of course. Enjoy.
All right.
Lead the way.
Nice to see you.
And you.
Outside, they adjust poinsettias.
Okay, let me just adjust this last one. There.
Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Sure, we don't need to tell you that. We're so proud of you, Avery. Pulling all this together at the last minute.
Well, I had a lot of help.
Oh. Well, did Jesse help you?
I was wondering how long it would take you to bring him up.
I know. I have been bursting to know. How are things going with you two?
I don't... Our worlds are so different now. I have my life here. He has his on the road.
Well, you never know where a road may take you.
Well, I do know that after this, my road needs to take me to see the carolers to give them the song list. You want to come?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Yes, this way.
Let's go.
Oh, okay, I'll get some lozenges. Oh, Avery. Hi. What a surprise. What are you doing here?
I was just hoping to check on the carolers.
Oh, and who are these two fine people?
Mom, Dad, this is Arnold. He oversees all the town events.
Sorry, cold and flu season.
Oh, okay. Very nice to meet you. I'm Patty.
And Rob.
Ah, well, lovely to meet you both.
I actually just wanted to go over the song list with the carolers.
Right, the carolers. Yes, well, some of them are on a vocal rest. Yes, you don't want them to overdo it. They have to save that vocal energy for all that pum-pum-pumming.
Whatever you say.
All right.
Okay, anyway, here is the list of songs.
You should see the inn. It looks better than you can imagine.
Everyone is putting in 110%.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then you have time to come to my ugly sweater party tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun.
It's a tradition I keep every year. So far, no one has been able to beat me at ugliest sweater of them all.
But we all have our talents.
So you'll come?
Absolutely.
Oh, and invite Jesse, too. Well, I should be getting back to vocal resting.
In the morning, Avery changes the sign at the Blue Spruce Inn. Now, it reads Yuletide Festival 1 day away. Then, she stands at a snowman decorating station.
Carrots for noses, sticks for arms, silly hats, sunglasses, and feather boas. Check, check, and check. Ooh.
She goes to a booth.
Hot chocolate bar. Check. Hey, Marshall. Stage looks great. Do you need anything?
No, I think we're about done.
Perfect.
Avery checks off items on her list.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
What you up to?
Just checking out the festival. It's all really coming together.
It is, isn't it? Hey, have you seen Jesse?
Yeah. Yeah, he just took Rowdy out for a walk a couple of minutes ago.
Well, you two are both invited to Arnold's ugly sweater party later.
Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Oh, and Avery, look, I know things didn't end so great with Jesse all those years ago, but ever since we've been here, he's got a certain bounce in his step that I haven't seen in a long time.
Avery glances downward.
What about you, Dan?
Me? Well, you know, it's hard to find someone who wants to spend half their life on the road traveling, someone with a sense of adventure.
You are one of a kind.
You know what? I think I'm gonna check out the carriage ride.
Well, great. Have fun.
Avery walks away. Then, Miss Selig passes by.
Hello there. Miss Selig, isn't it?
Hello.
Care to join me? I was just gonna take a ride.
Oh, no. No, I'm not very comfortable with heights.
She gestures to the carriage.
Well, life's all about stepping outside our comfort zones.
Yes, and perhaps another time.
Okay.
Miss Selig smiles at Dan. As he turns to climb into the carriage, she sneaks another glance at him. Dan smiles from the carriage. She turns away. Later, guests attend Arnold's ugly sweater party. Avery's red and white striped sweater has Rudolph on it.
Avery, that is a perfectly hideous sweater.
Thank you.
She and Jesse collide.
Oh!
Their sweaters snag.
Oh, wait, you might want to, I think our antlers,
I got it.
Sorry, but, I just wanted to talk to you about what happened last night.
Yeah. About that.
Yes, I was thinking.
Jesse, I've got the biggest fans I want you to meet. I'll bring him back. Come on.
Have you talked to Jesse about the kiss yet?
No, I'm not going to.
Why not?
I don't want to get hurt again.
So you do have feelings for him?
I don't know. I feel like I have a little extra bounce in my step.
Well, then bounce on over there and find out if he feels the same way.
Avery looks at Jesse from across the room. She smiles at Susie, then strides toward him.
Actually, I just realized that Avery's parents are here, which means the roads are clear. I mean, we could just leave.
It's up to you.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. I'm hoping she talks to him.
Avery turns away from Jesse. She hurries out of the room.
Avery, what's wrong?
Honey?
What happened?
I don't know.
Susie and Marshall peer across the room. Outside, Avery warms herself in a chair near a fire pit.
Cold night. But this fire is sure nice and toasty.
It is. Would you like to join me?
Thank you.
Miss Alex sits next to Avery.
I want to apologize for the festival interfering with your time here. I know I've been torn between so many things.
I may have one thing that will hold your attention.
It's a marshmallow.
I was going to make myself a special treat we can share.
Thank you.
Avery takes a marshmallow from a bag as Miss Selig grabs two sticks.
There you go.
They push the sticks into their marshmallows and toast the marshmallows over the fire.
You don't get tired of traveling all the time, especially during Christmas.
No, I actually enjoy it. You see, I do it for William, my late husband.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, don't be. William was a wonderful man, and he always wanted to travel. But life got in the way.
It has a way of doing that.
So now I travel during Christmas to honor him. Christmas at home was lovely, though. It's his favorite holiday. He always decorated the house so beautifully, just like you've done here. More than anything, though, he loved to roast chestnuts. The scent would just fill the house. Oh, it was wonderful.
Miss Selig gazes into the fire. Jesse approaches the women.
Hey. Don't mean to interrupt. Avery, you think we could talk for a little bit?
I didn't realize the time. I think I'm going to call it a night and hand over the duties.
Good night, Miss Selig.
Call me Phyllis.
Phyllis hands Jesse her stick. She gives Avery a warm smile and heads inside. Jesse leans his stick against the outer rim of the fire pit. He looks at Avery.
Are you okay?
It's nothing.
Sure doesn't seem like nothing.
I overheard you talking to Dan.
What did you hear?
I heard you tell Dan the roads were clear so you could leave.
Well, you didn't hear the rest of what I told Dan. I said, although we could leave, I didn't want to.
Oh.
She winces.
Oh. Well, I can't believe
I don't want to spend Christmas on the road again. I want to spend it here. With you. If you'll have me.
Avery smiles. They lean forward. She reaches for the phone.
Sorry. Arnold!
Avery!
Let me guess, something terrible.
Yeah, how did you know?
Just a hunch.
But half the carolers have come down with a cold.
What? How?
I had them on a strict regimen of vitamin C and hot tea, but you know how these things spread at rehearsal and... Oh, well, a lot of the others, they've had to make changes to their holiday plans because of the storm.
But they're performing tomorrow. I can't have a stage with no singers.
Yes, I know. Yes!
She hangs up.
Oh, Avery? Oh, darn.
What's the problem?
I don't have any carolers for tomorrow. What am I supposed to do?
Well, you need a singer. I happen to be one.
You'd do that?
Yeah, but on one condition.
There's always a catch.
Sing with me.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Not even for the festival?
Jesse, no, it's been so long. I don't know.
Picture this. Avery and Jesse reunion. Did you picture it?
She looks up at the sky.
What do you say?
She turns to Jesse. Later, she stands with her parents.
I just don't know if I want to start things up again.
Jesse? Or with the music?
Both.
Okay, honey, we can't tell you what to do, but we can support you in whatever you decide.
You know, I just think that chapter of my life is closed. I'm gonna tell Jesse no. Meet me in 5 minutes in my cottage to decorate the tree?
Sure.
You got it.
We'd love to.
Okay. Jesse?
Avery opens Jesse's door.
Jesse?
The cottage is empty. She spots Jesse's guitar on the couch and closes the door. Slowly, she walks to the couch. Avery reaches out and picks up the guitar. She settles down onto the couch.
Wouldn't be Christmas without you. Evenings by the fireside, all I'm really thinking about is you, it's you.
I'll take that as a yes.
Hi.
No, keep playing. You still got it, Avery.
Jesse sits next to her.
Sing with me. Consider it a Christmas present to me. And you don't even have to wrap it and put it under a tree. Just one last night.
Ugh, okay, I just need a little more time to think about it. But right now, I have to go decorate the Christmas tree with my parents.
Avery strides toward the door.
You want to come?
Sure.
Jesse smiles and follows her out of the cottage. The Christmas tree glitters with ornaments and garland.
Done!
Look at that. It's...
It's perfect.
That's the word I was looking for.
So what now?
Well, the big day is tomorrow, and Susie and I couldn't have done all of this without your help. So, thank you so much for making this the best Christmas anyone could ask for. Full of unexpected surprises, surprise arrivals, and soon-to-arrive bundles of joy.
And thank you, Avery. You're the reason this has all come together.
Yep.
Well, now that we're done decorating the tree...
Actually, there is one more thing.
Jesse holds a musical note ornament.
What do you say?
Avery closes her eyes.
All right.
All right, like, you'll sing with me?
Yes, I'll sing
yes.
with you.
She said yes!
Well, let's hear it for Avery and Jesse.
Jesse puts his arm around Avery. They grin together in front of the Christmas tree. In the morning, Avery changes the sign in front of the Blue Spruce Inn. Now, it reads Yuletide Festival Today Days Away. She straightens the sign and smiles. Phyllis opens her cottage door. Outside, she finds a silver tray with a note on it. She opens the note, which reads, Ms. Selig, your presence is requested in the kitchen. In the kitchen, Avery takes a tray of roasted chestnuts out of the oven. Phyllis steps into the kitchen.
Oh, that's good. My goodness, Avery! Roasted chestnuts?
So it feels like home.
Thank you so much for your kindness. William would have loved it here. Well, I better try them.
Yeah, please, let
go
us know.
Go for it.
You know, I did listen to your music. And it's no Rachmaninoff, but it is very appealing.
Well, I'll take
it. Hey.
Hey, Marshall.
The baby's on her way.
What? Susie thought it would be another week.
Well, clearly this baby's an overachiever.
Let's go.
Very careful. There's no rush.
All right. Get the door.
You're all right. Oh, honey. Be careful.
Be careful.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Susie gets into a truck.
We'll see you at the hospital.
No. You get on that stage and you sing your heart out. Oh, and film it for me.
Yes.
You're going to be great.
You're going to be great.
Bye.
Bye.
Dan answers his phone.
Hello. Hey, it's great to hear from you. Wow, that would be amazing.
Oh, that soon, huh?
You know what? Let me get right back to you. Okay.
Jesse steps over to Dan.
Who's that?
That was Micah Cameron.
Oh, cool. What do you want?
Remember how I reached out to his team? Well, he heard good things about your small town gigs.
Okay, and?
And he wants you to join him for his last show for the holidays. And if all goes well, we can join him for the rest of his tour.
What?
Big arenas again.
That's exactly what we've been waiting for. Are you kidding me? When is it?
Look, I have my job as your manager, but as your friend...
It's tonight, isn't it? The festival.
Jesse knits his brows and looks toward Avery.
You can always turn it down.
Jesse looks back at Dan. At the festival, people gather at the snowman decorating station. A line forms at the hot chocolate bar. Two guests play a ring toss game. A man chooses a stuffed panda from the game's table. Festival goers browse a table of stockings. A young child sits on Santa's lap as Avery greets guests.
Hey. Hi.
Arnold arrives.
Avery, you did it. The festival's a total success.
Well, it was a team effort.
Speaking of team efforts, people tell me they're very excited about a certain duet.
Mm.
Can't wait myself. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Dan and Phyllis ride in the carriage.
You see, it's not so bad.
No, it's not. Oh, my goodness, you're still here.
Yeah, that's what I say to my hair every morning when I look in the mirror.
She clutches Dan.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. You don't mind, do you?
No, I don't mind one bit.
Good.
The Roths approach Avery.
We knew we recognized you from someplace. Avery and Jesse, right?
You got me.
I can't believe I didn't realize it.
We are such big fans.
Thank you.
Hey, Avery. How you folks doing? Can we talk for a moment?
Sure.
Avery and Jesse stand apart from the crowd.
I know it's bad timing, but this is kind of the chance I've been waiting for.
Then you should take it.
You're okay with me leaving?
I never wanted to keep you from your dream. Not then, not now.
Jesse nods. With his head down, he turns from her.
Jesse.
Yeah?
He turns back. Avery gives Jesse a professional nod.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Avery.
She smiles as he turns away again. Avery looks toward the ground. Later, she strolls with her parents.
So he left, just like that?
I wasn't gonna make him stay.
I'm sorry, honey. I know this must be hard.
I'll be okay. I just don't want to let everybody down with him not seeing me.
No, you're not.
Well, everybody here is expecting Avery and Jesse.
Are you still gonna sing?
Avery looks into her parents' faces.
Yes. I can't let this be the Yuletide festival that disappoints everyone.
I'm proud of you.
The family shares a smile and a hug.
Okay, we're gonna go back to
Jesse watches a video.
And then you come in, ready?
Every word reminds me this is true.
Jesse watches a video.
It's just for the reason my feelings about the season don't mean much if you're not here, right?
I gotta do better, that's all.
Do better.
So, yeah. Okay.
At the festival, musicians assemble on stage.
Seriously.
Avery meets with Arnold.
Arnold, I'm so sorry.
But this is terrible. What happened?
He just had other plans and couldn't be here.
But you'll still sing. Wouldn't be Christmas.
That's a duet. I can't sing it alone.
You're not alone.
Jesse? You're back.
I never left, Avery. I'm gonna give you guys a minute.
Arnold steps away.
I imagine being on stage and the crowds cheering, but you... you not being there.
Jesse looks into Avery's eyes.
I've realized I don't want to be a one-man band anymore.
Jesse.
No, you were right. Dreams do change. And my dream is you.
Near glowing Christmas trees, the couple shares a long, slow kiss. They end the kiss, then smile. Jesse looks toward the crowd.
What do you say? And go give them what they've been waiting for?
Avery nods. The couple smiles and hurries to the stage. In the crowd, Dan grins next to Phyllis.
Thank you all so much for being here tonight. I just want to thank you for making today such a special day. From us to you, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Avery's parents beam as they applaud.
It wouldn't be Christmas, it wouldn't be Christmas without you. Evenings by the fireside, all I'm really thinking about is you. Yes, you.
Hear my favorite song come on, and every word reminds me this is true. Me and you. It's just another reason. I gotta keep believing there's a magic in the air.
Oh, it wouldn't be Christmas. It wouldn't be Christmas without you. 'Cause all the treasures that can never equal up to what's come from you.
reason. My feelings about the season don't mean much if you're not there.
Jesse grins and points to Avery. She opens her arms to the crowd and smiles.
Thank you.
Avery hugs Jesse. Snow falls at the inn.
She's the best Christmas present we ever could hope for.
She's not the only present.
As Susie holds the baby, Marshall pulls the mobile from a bag.
Marshall, you made this.
Yeah.
I love it.
Listen.
He turns a dial.
This is so beautiful. Thank you.
Well, I have an announcement to make. After careful consideration, I have decided that the Blue Spruce is not going to win the top Winter Lodge Award.
Oh, jeez.
Instead, it gives me great pleasure to announce that the Blue Spruce Inn is the winner of the brand new Home Away From Home Award. And it comes with a comparable monetary prize.
What? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We can finally build those new cottages.
Well, if you are expanding the inn, how do you feel about me adding a recording studio?
I like that. We could have an artist in residence.
Yeah, or two.
Wait, so you're staying here? The place I live also? Well, I could cook for you. I could...
Okay.
I mean, I think you and Rowdy will make a great addition to the inn.
Thank you.
Also, I have an announcement about my next album. I'm gonna scrap the old one, gonna do a Christmas album instead. The label loves the idea.
Oh, okay, so my advice to enjoy yourself worked. Well, maybe I might take a little time off before I find another tour.
How about a grand tour of Europe? It just so happens that I have to do some reviewing of very fine luxury resorts across the continent, and, well, it would be such a shame to have to go by myself.
Europe? It's been a while since I've been outside of the States.
Oh. Well, then I guess you had better renew your passport.
Everyone grins.
Okay.
Let's eat.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Avery and Jesse stay behind.
Let's never spend Christmas apart again.
They wouldn't be Christmas without you.
They lean in for a kiss.
It wouldn't be Christmas. It wouldn't be Christmas without you. Evenings by the fireside, but all of